Welcome to EY Access with your host, Eric Young.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of EY Access. As you can probably tell, I am not your host, Eric Young. My name is May, and I am the marketing manager here at EY Studios. And today I am joined by Jason Horick from BigCommerce. Jason, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, May. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. We're excited to have you here in the office along with just about everyone else we know here at EY today. It's been kind of a madhouse.
That's a good thing. Busy's a good thing.
Busy is really good. So we're here today to talk a little bit about content and how powerful content can be for our merchants, and especially using that on their site. Jason, from your perspective, why is unique content so important for our merchants?
Well, it's a great question, and one that is very, very broad, and so there's so many moving parts that goes into content. Definitely, you know, unique content is not only a buzzword over the last couple of years, but it's also really one of the most important trends in online marketing to date. And, you know, why is that, why is unique content so important? First and foremost, I think, you know, when you look at the way that consumers arrive to the sites and e-commerce stores that they find online, they're typically finding them first and foremost through Google. And when you look at that, you know, what is Google's number one, you know, goal? There, obviously, it is to produce and deliver good, accurate results. So when you think about it, you know, creating a very loyal following from their users that rely very heavily on the quality of search results that they're delivering to their users, that's really, you know, Google's number one goal, as well as many other search engines that are out there. So when you kind of package that all up and think about it, you know, really being able to provide unique content so that search engines such as Google can get that content and deliver it to their users as easily and accurately as possible. You know, any time that you can do that in a very efficient manner, I think is very, very important. So many consumers these days, especially when you're talking about unique content, I think the statistic is anywhere from 70 to 75% of people would much rather learn or read about a product through a thought leadership piece or some sort of an online article rather than or as opposed to, you know, your traditional advertisement. And so that's a very significant number where, you know, the more content that you can produce that will allow consumers to absorb that content and make actionable you know, decisions on what they're going to purchase or what they're going to follow or any trends that they're going to pick up on is very, very significant.
Absolutely. I mean, you hit on a good point with search engines. I'm definitely the majority in that. I would say 90% of my purchases online are driven by Instagram, surprisingly enough, because you just see so much across social media channels as well. But to that point, between search and social, what kinds of content do you think our merchants should really be focused on creating?
That's a great question, and certainly you have to analyze your own organizational goals in order to answer that. And so first, you know, you really got to determine what is the goal of your site. You know, not all sites are e-commerce. Some sites are really more informational based. So really you got to determine, you know, are you looking to increase sales? Are you just looking to, you know, monetize your site via advertisements, et cetera? Or are you just looking to increase traffic and increase kind of, you know, followers or readership? Really determining your goals, I think, will really help you determine what type of content you should really focus on. To that point, you know, speaking of Google again, you know, Google really wants to see, you know, three kind of key aspects of any and all content in order to rank high in their individual search engine. And that would be, you know, the quality of the content, making sure that it's written very professionally, very accurately, the relevance of the content. You know, is the content relevant to the rest of your site that you're publishing? And then lastly, uniqueness. Are you creating something that's unique? Are you or are you just duplicating or piggybacking off of other content out there online? So as long as you're hitting on, you know, at least two of those three things, or hopefully three out of those three things, I think it will help guide you into what kind of content you should be creating for your online store or online site.
Definitely. You just hit on a couple really great points, specifically with, you know, the uniqueness of content. We see with merchants quite frequently that they're using content that was kind of handed to them by someone else, if you will, whether that's in their product descriptions or manufacturers' photos, because it is, you know, a time and money investment to go get stuff like that written or new photos taken, but it is pretty crucial in setting your site apart, I would think.
It is, and being creative, you know, certainly there's different types of content. You know, when you look at product pages, blog posts, articles, you know, lists, guides, videos, etc. There's a number of different areas or ways that you could produce content, and just being able to understand the different channels and understand what your audience is looking for, and making sure that you're able to really hone in on what works well with your audience. And so it's going to be a classic case of being able to do some A/B testing and really understanding what your market is looking for.
Absolutely. Something else that you hit on that I like is you talked about, you know, making yourself a thought leader. What's something that you would say, like, how can merchants set themselves apart as thought leaders in their industry?
Well, that's a great question again, and I think definitely first and foremost, and really the one thing that everybody lives by being a thought leader is create content around your expertise. So, you know, don't try to create content that you are not familiar with. Don't try to create content that maybe you don't have a strong expertise in.
Use what's in your wheelhouse.
Exactly. And so that will really provide you with the tools and the opportunity to create the most powerful type of content. There's also a number of different online tools that you can utilize to kind of research or understand maybe what some of your competitors are doing or around maybe what some of the viral conversation is around specific topics. So definitely, you know, look online and take advantage of some of the different tools that are out there to help kind of clarify or kind of hone in on what some specific areas that you can become a thought leader in.
Focus on being a specialist rather than a generalist.
No doubt about it. And again, you know, execute what is in your wheelhouse, what you have experience in, and it, you know, there's no harm in enlisting help from outside influencers to speak to areas that maybe you aren't as familiar in. So take advantage of that as well, and make sure that you identify areas that you know, you're bringing in some outside influencers to help create content. So just because you don't know it doesn't mean that you can't find the resources to actually produce content around it.
Definitely. That's a great point. So we're talking a lot about the kind of content that merchants should be creating, but something that's equally as, if not more important, is user-generated content, whether it's photos, reviews, really anything that you can get directly from the consumer. How crucial are those pieces of content to getting customers through the sales funnel?
It's a great question, and one that, you know, we were just speaking about today. User-generated content, as you know, the world has totally transformed into a social media world. You know, user-generated content is so much more important than it was even 5 years ago. You know, it helps build, you know, social proof, I guess you could say, that you're, you know, for your brand, and helps you really kind of cultivate and provide a loyal customer base, you know, that you'll be able to collaborate with, and actually at the end of the day, almost use that as an enabler to create some content and being able to, you know, share your brand's message going forward. I think, you know, user-generated content, you really need to make sure that you're aligning it with your overall search engine optimization strategy and or your social strategy. And first and foremost, you know, when it relates to the sales funnel and making sure that you are using your user-generated content to, you know, move people through your sales funnel, you really got to take a look at what social platforms are most important to you, as well as your users and your clients, because not all social platforms are going to fit every single one of your customers. And so you want to make sure that, again, you're doing some testing, making sure that you're looking at the different social media platforms and making sure that it aligns with what your specific demographic is of your client. With that, I think, you know, you'll be able to develop content, you know, from your users that's really best suited for your clients at the end of the day.
Absolutely. It's funny because I don't think most people would associate user-generated content with the word urgency. But for me as a consumer, that's something that has always created urgency, is seeing by the time that people are posting it on Instagram or even on Facebook, I always have this feeling of, oh, well, if everybody's already seen it, then I need to go get it before it's gone. So that certainly gets me through the sales funnel quicker. In regards to all of this, especially user-generated content, is there anything specific about BigCommerce, your platform, that can help merchants with managing content or with getting this user-generated content that we're talking about?
That's a great question as well. And certainly a lot of our most recent features that we've rolled out on BigCommerce certainly enables the merchant to really help facilitate a lot of this user-generated content. And what I mean by that is, you know, we have built out a lot of omni-channel capabilities, including, you know, direct integrations with Facebook, social shop, Instagram, Pinterest buy buttons, all of the top, you know, really social channels that are out there, including eBay and marketplaces like Amazon and eBay. And, you know, just recently, like I mentioned, Instagram, but we just launched our Instagram integration, and, you know, you're able to build shoppable photos from your products by sending your entire catalog to Instagram with just a few clicks within the BigCommerce platform through our channel manager. So, you know, overall, I think, you know, selecting a platform, an e-commerce platform that has these integrations is very crucial, as, you know, you're creating a very seamless omni-channel and social experience for your user.
Yeah, that's huge, the fact that you're removing steps from the process and other channels that, like you hit on, that your merchants have to manage by making that easier for them. That's awesome. Well, Jason, thank you so much for being here with us today and for sharing with us your expertise on content and just how important it is. We're very thankful to have you. And that's that for this episode of EY Access. We will see you next time.